Last episode, we talked about doing is scared. How the more you did it, the more you stayed true to what you needed to do with the feelings of fear and discouragement on you, you're doing what you know you need to do. And most times, that is one of the hardest things to do, is to just get started. And once you get started, despite how you feel, you reach a point where it becomes natural for you to do it. Sometimes the next battle is completing what we started. Getting started with stuff is hard. It is. But completing it is even harder. Actually seeing it all the way through, no matter the ways that it can go. It starts one way, and in the middle now, I've kind of lost my steam, my motivation to do it, but I know I still got to get it done. And once you get over that next hill, now you're sliding down to that completion. You're completing the work that you started. With completion, it becomes a faith builder, because the more you complete, the more promises that you make to yourself and you actually work to see them come to light, the more you start the projects and complete them to be able to see them through to fruition. See, you planted the seed and now you're able to see the fruits. You see the roots grow and now you're able to see the fruit. Now we got fruit on the tree, on the seed that I planted. I fed it. I watered it. I made sure it had everything it needed. And even though some days I thought I failed, today I wake up and I have a tree and it has fruit. That is a faith builder that we often overlook. The more you start and fail yourself, what do you allow in at that time? You allow the fear. You allow the disappointment. You allow depression. You allow it into your space. You allow it into your mind, your body, your soul. How could I have done this? Why didn't I do this? Why didn't it work out for me? It's almost like a kid in school. Like, oh, we've been in math all day. But they've only been doing math 3 minutes. But because the mountain just seems so big, it seems like you were just in it a whole lot longer than what you actually were in. And you don't understand to the end of it, like, man, wait a minute. I only spent an hour on this. Only spent 15 minutes on this. Why did it feel so long? Thank God it's over. I'm so thankful it's over. I ain't doing that no more. Or sometimes, you know, you're excited and you're ready to do it again. And that feeling, once you get over those mountains, you get over those hills, you even just walk over the crack that seemed like a valley, and you complete what you said you were going to do, it makes you believe that God is going to do what he said he was going to do. Obedience is a faith builder. The more that, as terrified as I am, the more that I do it, the more that I do what you tell me to do in obedience, I can't fail. Why can I not fail? Because God doesn't fail. So if he don't fail, and that means I'm not going to fail, even what I see, it seems to be a failure, is not a failure. I've changed my glasses. I've cleaned them. I have that 2020 vision to be able to see how God wants me to see. I'm doing it scared. I'm doing it in obedience. I completed it. I walked the road. I walked through the valleys. I walked over the cracks. I climbed the mountains. I rolled down the hills in grace. No matter how rough that road gets, I'm going to keep going. Even when I can't see a road, I'm going to keep going. I'm going to keep walking and doing the things that God has told me to do, even when all I see is darkness. I trust that God is going to keep me on the path that He has for me, not the path that I have for myself. That builds your faith. That builds your self-love, your self-esteem, admiration for yourself in completing this. And thank you. Like, I'm thankful to the people who stuck by me when I was going down this road that I didn't even know existed, but I just knew I just had to keep walking. Everybody likes to use Noah in the ark. He built the boat. I'ma just build the boat because God told me to do it. Yeah, it ain't rain. Yeah, there's not enough water for this boat, but you know, I built it. I'm doing what He told me to do. I'm put these 2x2s on this boat because that's what He told me to do. Even though He couldn't see the rain, even though He couldn't see the rain clouds, even though He didn't get a weather report to say this is what to expect, He walked anyway. In walking this journey to bettering yourself and changing your mindset, people love to tell you, oh, just read your Bible. But once you start getting into them thous, them thous, them shalls, it don't really feel as if it relates to what you're going through in your marriage, in your single parenthood, in your grief. It really doesn't do the things that the movies and people have told us it would do. Well, I just read this one scripture and it just changed my life. Sometimes that's not always your story. That's not always your portion. But in your relationship with God, speaking with Him, He's going to tell you what you need to do. You're going to feel it. You're going to understand it. You're going to hear it. It may not be this big booming voice. It may be a very small voice that you hear. It may be a dream. You don't know until you start looking for God. You don't know until you start shutting off the things that are happening around you. Shutting off your phone, shutting off the TV, shutting off your music. Sometimes silence helps, but your journey is your journey. Just because it doesn't look like the journey of the people who live on the front row of the pews, or who live in a pulpit, or who live in the public eye, even though it may not look like those things that we are seeing, that we are experiencing even more in the YouTube age, my get ready don't look like they get ready. My morning Bible time don't look like they morning Bible time. I ain't even got a morning Bible time. I like to read more at night. Does that mean it's wrong? No. Does it mean that I'm not going to get to where I need to go? No. It doesn't mean any of that. It means that that's your journey and you're doing what you need to do to bring to completion the things that you're starting. That's what's important, your relationship. And your relationship looks like your relationship with God. And it's okay. This work that is happening is going to continue being a work until you're completed. And the more you complete, the more you complete inside of you. Being a parent, you tend to notice the ways that you haven't been taking care of yourself as you take care of your child. You notice that it's things that they require that is unquestionable. It must be done. And for you, it's not even on the table. Mom, when I take a bath, I require cucumber slices on my eyes. I require flowers in my bath. I require a bath weekly. I want to take a day and I want to have a bath. And it's at almost always at the most stressed out, the most overwhelmed state that you can be in, and they are demanding these things because you gave them a standard. You gave them what you couldn't give yourself at the time. You gave them that you wanted them to be able to take care of you, of them better than you take care of yourself, or the ways that your parents didn't take care of you. You're going to feed it to your child so that they understand that the things that you require, baby, they're what you require. That is your standard. Do not go below this. So when they come up and go, all right, this is my standard, I'm not going below this. We're having a bath. We're having an Elmo themed bath tonight. I want purple and red flowers. This is what I require. And you're just sitting there like, you just have no idea what I've been through. You just don't know. Today was the worst day. Like, and you're not saying it to them, but you're saying it to yourself. But they're reminding you that you also have standards for yourself. You also should be taking your bath. You should also have your milk and flour bath. You taught them and they reminded you. Building out those small strategized plans from the visions that God gave you. You take them. You're building out what it takes to get there. You're setting a standard for yourself for how to get there, what you need to accomplish to get there, because you're getting there. And then as you do those small and strategized steps to getting to your goal, you're accomplishing many along the road to great. Admire those milestones that you've given yourself. Admire and love yourself for, I got it done. I did it. I got to keep going because it's not my final, but I'm going to celebrate this mustard seed right now. I'm going to celebrate this seed because this seed is going to help me continue moving on to the next seed and the next seed and the next seed. And then I'm going to blink. I'm going to have a tree. I'm going to have fruit. The tears that I cried along the way are going to water the seeds because I'm terrified, because I'm discouraged. I'm in an unknown. Everything that I do along this journey is going to feed my tree, is going to build my fruit. And if I stay planted, if I keep my forest near water where it has a constant stream, then I will have even bigger fruit. I will have so much more than what I have right now. So start small, strategize, celebrate, remember your standard for yourself, remember the promises that you made to yourself, and continue to bring them to completion. Celebrate your completion. Believe in your completion. Thank God for your completion, and that He's going to continue to do what He said He was going to do. For you, not for anybody else, for you.